الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله آقا دو عالم نور مجسم شاہ آدم و بنی آدم شافع امم او بلاود رسول صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم is reported to have said that the person who recites 1,000 times درود پاک upon me daily will not die until Allah عز و جل shows him his place in Jannah. صلو علی الحبیب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله على آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to our silsila Branches of Faith. In the previous silsilas, we were discussing the mu'jizat of the Anbiya عليهم الصلاة والسلام, the miracles of the Prophets عليهم الصلاة والسلام. And today we will continue with the very same topic, and we will discuss the incident of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam after his staff, after his asa had turned into a snake, a gigantic snake that ate the serpents and swallowed the serpents of the magicians of Fir'aun. After this incident took place, Fir'aun and his people began to become more aggressive against the Bani Israel. They became more stubborn and they started to rebel more and find more ways to harm the Bani Israel and Sayyidina Musa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam then made a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After the dua of Sayyidina Musa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent many punishments to the nation of Fir'aun. All of a sudden, a cloud hovered over their heads and there was darkness everywhere. Then it started to rain, and it rained so much that the rain entered the houses of the followers of Fir'aun. And they were clogged in water, and water mounted up to their necks. Those who sat or tried to lie down, they were drowned. So they had to be in a vertical position, in a standing position all the time. The waves of the storm destroyed all their fields, all their gardens and all their crops. And they suffered this torment for a week. Even though the houses of the followers of Fir'aun were flooded, and the houses of Bani Israel, the followers of Sayyidina Musa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, were adjacent and next to their houses, not a drop of water entered into, and they lived in peace and comfort and in harmony. After the week of suffering this torment, the people of Fir'aun went to Sayyidina Musa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, and they said that make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to stop this punishment and we will accept the true faith. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam made dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and immediately this punishment stopped after 7 days. After this punishment had stopped, the earth yielded such greenery that was never seen before. Crops flourished, fruits and wheat grew exponentially. And after seeing this, the followers of Fir'aun started saying that this storm was a source of great blessing unto us. So they did not see the storm anymore as a punishment. because of the exponential growth of wheat and fruits, etc., they now said, no, that was actually a blessing. It wasn't a punishment. Now we can see the benefit of it. The fruits and the wheat is growing so much. So this is actually a blessing. It's not a punishment. Then again, they deviated from their committed promise and did not embrace the faith. Once again, they started their barbaric and despicable acts, and they started to torment the Bani Israel. Then 1 month had passed. They'd lived in peace for 1 month. Then Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a second punishment to them. And what was that punishment? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent swarms of locusts. The swarms of locusts emerged from all nooks and corners, which ate all their crops and their gardens. They even ate the wood in their houses. The houses of the followers of Fir'aun were full of locusts, and it made their lives miserable. But the fields and gardens of the believers, the Bani Israel, the followers of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, their fields were safe, their gardens were safe, their crops were safe. There were no locusts that infested their gardens. There were no locusts that infested their homes. It was totally and completely safe from this punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Upon seeing this, Fir'aun's followers learnt a great lesson, and after getting fed up of this punishment, they again went to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and promised him that they will embrace the true faith if he makes dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stops this punishment that has befallen them. Thereafter, after 7 days, again the punishment was seized. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made dua for them. Their punishment was seized. The locusts had all disappeared. But instead of embracing the true faith, the followers of Fir'aun again deviated from the path, and they broke their promise that they had made with Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and they had renounced the religion, the true faith. After 1 month, another torment inflicted them, and this time it was in the form of weevils. Some interpreters say that these weevils clung onto their cash crops and fruits and ate away all their food reserves. Some interpreters are of the opinion that it was a tiny vermin that eroded the ripened crops and also went under their dresses and started bruising and biting their skins. And this incessant stinging of their bodies made them convulsive like a slaughtered rooster. Their condition worsened so much that these vermin bruised and scratched the hair of their heads, beards, eyebrows, eyelashes, and they had an appearance as that of a smallpox victim. These vermin also affected their food, their waters and utensils, and due to the presence of these insects, Fir'aun's followers were unable to eat and drink and were unable to have even a nap for a moment. This punishment remained for 1 week and made them miserable. Can you imagine the punishment that was meted out? These little insects biting at their body, eating up all their crops, eating their food, in their utensils, their pots, their utensils. They couldn't do any cooking of food. Even the food was eaten up by these insects. Then after 1 week, they went again to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, requested him to make dua for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove this difficulty and to remove this punishment. And they again gave him the surety that they will accept faith. Feeling pity for their state, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala And once again, the punishment was removed. But after the punishment was removed, they broke their promise again. And they went back to their old habits and they started persecuting the Bani Israel. And they became more vulgar and they became more intense in their persecution against the Bani Israel. After 1 month had passed, there was another punishment, and this time it was in the form of frogs. All of a sudden there was an abrupt and haphazard breeding of frogs. In the homes of the followers of Fir'aun, there were frogs everywhere. Wherever they would sit, there would be a frog. In their utensils, there would be frogs. And even if they opened their mouth to speak, a frog would jump in. If they opened their mouth to eat something, a frog would jump into their mouth. Wherever they would go, there would be frogs. But miraculously, at the same time, in the same area, in the homes of the followers of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, those that had iman in their hearts, there were no frogs. There were no frogs in their homes. There were no frogs that entered into their mouths. There were no frogs where they sat. There were no frogs where they slept. So they could live comfortably in peace and in harmony. But the followers of Fir'aun, on the other hand, they were inflicted with this punishment, that wherever they went, whether they sat or whether they slept, whether they talked or whether they ate, frogs would come and infest the places where they would sit, the places where they would sleep, and would jump into their mouth as soon as they opened their mouths, whether it was to talk or whether it was to eat. And this was the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It happened again for another week, and the people of Fir'aun got so fed up of this punishment that again they went to Sayyidina Musa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam and asked him to make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove this punishment. And once again Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wa salam raised his hands in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make dua after feeling pity for these people, thinking that they would keep to their promise and accept the faith, the true faith, the true religion, and follow Musa alayhi salatu wa salam as the prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But after the punishment was removed, they did not learn their lesson. They went back to their old ways. They went back to their old habits. They went back to their old beliefs. And they started torturing. They started giving a hard time to the Bani Israel and the followers of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent another punishment to them, and this was in the form of blood. All of a sudden, all their water had turned into blood. Their wells were filled with blood. The rivers were filled with blood. When they would go and take water in their utensils, it would turn into blood. To this extent that even their crops would turn to blood. So they went to Fir'aun and they asked Fir'aun about this, or they complained to Fir'aun about this particular problem. Fir'aun said, this is just the sorcery of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. It's the magic of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So the people asked him that, what type of sorcery is this? What type of magic is this? That our buckets are filled with blood, our utensils are filled with blood, our pots are filled with blood, but the people of Musa, their pots are not filled with blood. They have fresh water to drink, their utensils are filled with fresh water. What type of sorcery is this? Fir'aun gave them some advice and told them that they must draw out water from the same bucket as the believers. And when they drew water from the same bucket as the believers, the water that was drawn from the same bucket by the believers that was crystal clear, the water was fresh and sweet. From the same bucket, when the followers of Fir'aun drew water, their water had turned into blood. Some commentators even say that they went to the homes of Bani Israel, the followers of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and they requested for them to even spit water into their mouths. And fresh water that came from the mouth of the believer As soon as it reached the mouth of the disbeliever, that water turned into blood. After this incident, they could not drink any water, and they were going to die of thirst. So they started chewing grass and trying to extract water from it. But even the liquid that was extracted from the grass would turn into blood in their mouth. So they were fed up of this condition. And again, they went to Sayyidina Musa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam to have this, for Musa alayhi salatu wa salam to make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have this punishment removed. Again, due to prophetic kindness and compassion, Sayyidina Musa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam still made dua for them. And thus, on the seventh day, the torment of the curse of blood was removed from them. There were five consecutive punishments on the followers of Fir'aun. And every punishment was removed on the seventh day. There used to be an interval of 1 month between the two punishments. But the hearts of these tyrants and transgressors were so sternly sealed, and they were wretched to such an extent that they would not embrace the true faith. They remained stubborn over their disbelief, and every time they broke their promises. Finally, there was an ultimate punishment upon them. Fir'aun and his followers were drowned and destroyed in the river Nile. Thus, the world was perpetually sanctified from the evil presence of these damned people. No signs of their existence were left on the surface of the earth, and furthermore, no sign of their graves was left to exist on the surface of the earth. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, can you see how the dua of a prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is readily accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That when he made dua, when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made dua for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to punish them, then immediately they were punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the compassion of a Nabi is unparalleled. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam felt pity for the people, thinking that they would embrace the true faith. And he would each time make dua for the trials, for their punishment to be ceased. And after the punishment was ceased, they would go back to disbelief again. They would transgress again. Then again punishment would come to them. And even though the signs were clear, it was as clear as daylight that they were being punished, and their neighbor who lived right next door to them, who had faith, who believed in the wahdaniyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who believed in the prophethood of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, their homes were not flooded. No frogs had entered into their homes, no insects had entered into their homes. Their water did not turn into blood. But each time, they would still go back to disbelief after seeing these clear signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But every time they had transgressed and asked Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to make dua, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made dua, it was readily accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the punishment was ceased. Again, they would transgress, they would be punished, they would come to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam would make dua again, their punishment would cease again. Like this, five punishments were meted out to the people of Fir'aun. But they still did not believe. And finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wiped them off the face of this earth. This incident is mentioned in the Holy Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فأرسلنا عليهم الطوفان والجراد والقمل والضفادع والدم آيات مفصلات فاستكبروا وكانوا قوما مجرمين ولما وقع عليهم الرجز قالوا يا موسى ادع لنا ربك بما عهد عندك لئن كشفت عنا الرجس لنؤمنن لك ولنرسلن معك بني إسرائيل فلما كشفنا عنهم الرجس إلى أجل هم بالغوه إذا هم ينكثون فانتقمنا منهم فأغرقناهم في اليم بأنهم كذبوا بآياتنا وكانوا عنها غافلين. Translation from Kanzul Iman. We therefore sent against them the flood and the locusts and the vermin or insects and the frogs and the blood. Separate signs in response, they were proud and were guilty people. And whenever the punishment came upon them, they said, O Musa, pray to your Rabb for us, by means of his covenant which you have. Indeed, if you lift this punishment from us, we will surely accept faith in you and let the descendants of Israel go with you. Consequently, when we lifted the punishment from them for a term which they must reach, they used to then turn away. We therefore took revenge from them. So we drowned them in the sea, for they used to deny our signs and were ignoring them. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, from this we learn many Madani pools. One is that when a person disrespects a Nabi, then he attracts the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to himself. It is of utmost importance that we show utmost respect to the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. We should also be steadfast whenever we make promises. We should not break promises that are made, otherwise we also could be punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we learn many very important lessons from these incidences. After seeing the miracles of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, Fir'aun and his people still did not accept Musa alayhi salatu wassalam as a prophet, and they continued to disrespect Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. The miracles displayed by Musa alayhi salatu wassalam were indeed a proof of his nubuwwat. When he put his asa, threw his asa to the ground, and it turned into a gigantic snake, and it ate the snakes of the magicians. The magicians knew that what Musa alayhi salatu wassalam had done was no form of magic. It was indeed a miracle, and he had to be the true messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the magicians and some other people accepted Islam. But Fir'aun and his followers, they became more disrespectful against Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. So the disrespect of a Nabi attracted the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had caused floods to come into their homes. They had to be in an upright standing position, because if they sat down, then they would drown. Then afterwards, after seeing that they were the only ones being punished, and those who believed were not being punished, still they did not accept faith. They still continued to be disobedient. But this was also disobedient obedience to the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Yet again they were punished with locusts. And still, after seeing that only they were inflicted with this punishment and the believers were not inflicted with the punishment, they continued with their habits. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then they went again to Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, broke their promises. Look at the compassion of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the compassion of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is something that we should draw a lesson from. His people were persecuted, he was persecuted, yet he forgave the people. We would want to take revenge and we would not stop at anything. When we are asked to have mercy, then we will not have mercy, we will want to take revenge on people who infringe in our rights. But look at Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Even though he had the power and the ability to inflict pain on the people of Fir'aun, but when he seen their suffering, he made dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for their suffering to cease, for their punishment to stop. It's a very important lesson for us. We should become more compassionate. That those were people who disbelieved. But we behave in a terrible way to people who believe, who have faith, who have iman, that we don't show compassion to them. If there's a business deal that had gone wrong, or if somebody owes us money, even if he is a believer, even if he is a Muslim, then we will want to inflict pain on that person, even though that person cannot afford to pay us back, and we know he cannot afford to pay us back. But because we don't have any compassion within ourselves, then what we do is we want to inflict pain on that person, irrespective of whether that person has the ability to pay us back or not. We should learn compassion as is taught to us by the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu wasalam. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam never took revenge from anyone for the sake of his own blessed self. Instead, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam would always forgive people. It is a glittering madani pearl of advice for us, that whoever cuts ties with you, bond relations with him. And whoever oppresses you, forgive him. And whoever misbehaves with you, treat him kindly. It is mentioned in a hadith mubarakah. In presenting this hadith mubarakah, Sayyidina Shaykh Saadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said, it is very easy to take evil revenge of an evil act. But if you are man enough, then be kind to the one who has done evil to you. We have seen this many times in the life of Shaykh Tariqat, Amir Ahle Sunnat, the founder of Dawat Islami, Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Sattar Qadri Damat Barakatum Al Aliyah, that there were times when he would go doing neki ki dawat and people would chase him out of their shops. He would fast during the day and he would have a little container, tafan, where he would have some food to break his fast. And sometimes people would throw him out and throw his food container out as well, and he would pick it up and put it back into the container. People have seen that those who have oppressed him in such a way, he forgave them. And today, some of those people who had oppressed Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat are working in the same cause of Dawat-e-Islami, spreading the Sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, if you want to capture a person's body, then you should be hard. You should show strength. You should use force. But if you want to capture people's hearts, then the only way to capture a person's heart is with softness, kindness, compassion, and love. Let us be compassionate. Let us show love. And let us capture the hearts of the people. And let us show them this beautiful deen, the religion of Islam, the religion of peace, the religion of love, the religion of compassion. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us istiqamat and ikhlas so that we may be compassionate towards others, and in turn we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us compassion on the day of Qiyamah. Ameen bi jahin nabiyil ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.